The Smirks became victims of the system when it seemed that everything was going right for them. They signed up with Berserkly UK, a label founded by American Matthew Kaufman. The American Berserkly label has got the reputation of caring for its acts. It's even got musicians on its board.
We liked the idea of Berserkly because we thought it was a small family label. They had the financial backing. They were also like friendly towards us, and they offered us drinks, yeah. And it was just like a close-knit unit, and we were worried about being swallowed up by a big company, so we thought we'd go with Berserkly.
We actually negotiated the deal with the person who owned the company, and that meant he was very much tied up with the company. When the company began to have problems, he, as the person who finally had to take the buck, got very involved in looking after the company as a whole, rather than looking after the group, which was one of the things that he was meant to be putting a lot of time and effort into. So as his time was spent more on other affairs and less on the group, things then began to wane. And that happened very soon after we signed to them, because we signed in March. And by about June, which is when our first single was released, and we played a concert at the Marquee, nobody actually turned up from Berserkly, apart from the secretary of the office. So we realised even then that something radically wrong had happened.
I think they saw us as 1960s bubblegum, which we never really saw ourselves as. I mean, if I thought we were that, I wouldn't play in the band anyway, and I'm sure no one else would. But somehow they must have saw something in us to sign us up that they could twist round and make into a bubblegum pop. I think they wanted us to be the English version of the Ruby News, but you know, we could be seedy, you know, we came from the north, you know, we were allowed to have dirty jeans. The original single we did on Berserkly, OK UK, we went in, we recorded it, and we had no idea about what was happening. And the producer sent us away, he said, I'll send you a finished copy of it. About 2 weeks later, we get this copy, and there's organs and glockenspiels all the way through it, and it's wishy-washy rubbish. The producer was the keyboard player in Tommy James and the Shondells. It was that kind of bubblegum rubbish, and you know, we thought, oh, this is terrible, no, we can't have this. So we insisted on going back in. But even then, when we were back in the studio remixing it and getting all this rubbish off it, all his glockenspiels and organs and tingling pianos and the actual tambourine, as he quoted to us, that was used on Money Money, even when we were getting all that off, he wanted to keep us out of the control room and still try to maintain his own stamp on it. But we didn't use him again after that.
So far, the Smirks have been unsuccessful in their many legal attempts to get the money owed to them by Berserkly UK. Polydor, who were licensees of Berserkly in Britain, did pay £10,000. That was the bill for recording a Smirks album that Berserkly UK never released. But the band are still owed more than £12,500 by Berserkly UK, and the man who signed them up appears to have disappeared. It's a cautionary tale, but one with a reasonably happy ending, because the Smirks have been back in the recording studios, and using their own cash, released this single, American Patriots.